Day two of the Paralympics is underway as Australia looks to build on some outstanding results from the opening day of competition. Louise Savage is a four-time Paralympian and a nine-time gold medalist. She's now one of the coaches with the Australian team in Tokyo. She joins me now. Hello and welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So take us to Tokyo, Louise. What's it like over there at the moment?
Oh, it's bloody hot. I can tell you that now.
How's everyone handling the heat?
Yeah, I think it's very different in different sports. Obviously, indoor sports, if they're aircon, it's very nice. But, yeah, we were out on the track today, the first time that we got to go to the main stadium, and it was 41 just sitting on the track, and it was just, you could see the heat coming off inside the stadium. So it was just insanely hot.
Oh, God, that sounds punishing. We know these games are different for obvious reasons, but when it comes down to competition, is the atmosphere any different?
I don't think so. I think the thing that we're looking forward to more than anything is actually getting to compete. So knowing that the best in the world is here at the moment and we can actually compete is probably the best thing. So whether there's, a crowd or not a crowd, I think they'll just be grateful that they're out there and this is going ahead. So, yeah, it will be a little different, but no, I think we'll just be happy to be able to compete.
Now, there's been some wonderful results for Australian athletes at the Games today. Darren Hicks has just won silver despite late drama in the velodrome today, and that follows a golden run on day one. Have any of these results surprised you and the rest of the Australian team?
Oh, I think we knew that we would probably inform, but we didn't know how informed we were because a lot of us obviously have not competed overseas for almost 2 years now. So, it's hard to gauge, to be honest. You see some results from Europe and some other places where they actually have held competitions, and then you actually get here, and it's kind of good in a way. It can go both ways where, we're in the dark and then they're in the dark about us. So I think we've surprised a few people, which is great, and I hope it continues.
And what about tonight? I think there's plenty of Aussies in action, including Melissa Tapper in the table tennis, and the wheelchair rugby team are looking for their first win. Who are you going to be cheering on?
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of the wheelchair rugby, so it was a bit of a heart stopper yesterday. But hopefully I'll be back in time. We've got another session out at the athletics tonight as another training session. So hopefully I'll be back in time to see a bit more action on the live stream.
The athletics program gets underway tomorrow. Tell us who we should be looking out for.
There's a number of guys competing tomorrow. Unfortunately, I don't have the full list in front of me. I know Madison was meant to be competing, obviously one of my athletes, but the 5,000 has now been, her heat has been cancelled. But, yeah, we've got a number of athletes, so hopefully you'll get to see some good action and maybe we can get some more into the finals and then, of course, some medals.
Now, in the context of COVID and following the success of the Olympics a couple of weeks ago, how important are these Paralympics?
I think it's very important that the Paralympics went ahead. Granted that the Olympics went ahead and then, we follow, obviously. I think it's very important to show that, we're just as important, of course, and deserve to have our main stage, I suppose, just as much. And, yeah, it's been great that, I think we're just all grateful that, we can be here and compete at this level. So, yeah, it's very important that they did go ahead.
I'll be watching. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me. And thank you to everyone who's supporting us at home. We do really appreciate it.
That's Australian coach Louise Savage. And she's also a four-time Paralympian and nine-time gold medalist. And this is RN Drive.